It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Pre-game, in-game, or post-game, Chickies and Pete's, your destination for the Eagles and the return of Red October, which we know for sure. Hopefully we know the division tonight. Fingers crossed, Jack.
And a bye. And a bye.
And a bye. Yeah. And a bye. And a bye.
Just get the two seed.
Coming up in about 20 minutes at 2:45-ish, Nick Sirianni will speak, and we will bring you all of that. 215-592-9494. You feeling better or worse after yesterday's game? Our leadoff hitter, Corey in Columbus. You're on WIP.
Hey man, don't compare my boy Jack to no Nick Sirianni. My boy more important than that.
That's the point.
Agree, Spike.
That's the point. That's why we treat him that way.
Hey, but look, man. Yesterday that game was like a range of emotions, man. You talk about all the emotions you could feel: angry, upset, mad, happy, scared. All in the same game, man. But starting with the defense, Vic Fangio. Man, this is what we brought you here for, man. The performance that we did yesterday, the number one offense in the league, averaging 40 points a game, you know, that's what we brought you here for. Jalen Carter, Big Baby Davis, that's what we expect. What we saw from you yesterday, that's what we expect. So I don't want to see the game one and game two guys no more. Yesterday is the standard. The secondary, that's the standard. Linebackers, that's the standard. That's what we need to see from y'all going forward. Great day by the defense. Now,
I agree. By the way, yep. I promise, Corey, I'll let you get to the rest of it. But one thing on the defense, that it was interesting that Bryce Huff only played 18 snaps yesterday.
Thank God,
the lowest on the defensive line, and it is.
Can we start calling him like Bryce Nnamdi or something?
Huff. It's amazing they have their best defensive game when their prized defensive, you know, signing for the offseason is not on the field.
Well,
at all,
if you go back and look, Bryce Huff started the game, and I think on like the first play, there was a run where Nakobe, like, you know, he stuffed the hole, and then. Kamara bounced outside, and Bryce Huff is like not even he worrying about running it with the rest of the guys. And I think Big Fangio just pulled the executive decision after, like, nah, this dude, we got to get him out the game, man. It was like he said, we've been practicing this all week, and this fool still ain't listening. Get his ass out the game. That's how I feel like. Now let me get on the offense, man.
Yeah.
My guy Jalen Hurts, bro. Listen, dog, you got to stop turning the ball over. I don't care. Listen. I get some people saying the interception wasn't on him and all that. Listen, dog, you got to know. Devontae Smith, this dude is 125 pounds soaking wet. That's fun. That's a joke, y'all. I know he weigh more than that. But
no, not
listen,
much.
Barely. You're dead on, actually.
Like, you cannot – like, we cannot keep doing it with this dude. Like we got to stop. When A.J. Brown is out, this dude is not – a number one that's going to take over, like, and do the same stuff AJ does. Like, we got to stop trying to use him like that. And it's like, he gets bumped off of his routes too much. And it's like, after I see yesterday, maybe Dallas Goedert need to be the number two. AJ Goedert, Devontae three. Cause I'm like, come on. The fumble, what did you, I exploded on my son Saturday night.
Yeah, oh, big pause.
Oh, yeah.
Saturday night. For doing that same fumble in the game. And he a big Hurts fan. And I set him down, and I rewinded it. I said, you see that?
Yep.
That's what you don't do.
Now, did you say it in that tone? Like, did you yell at him in that tone?
He did.
You said what?
I just wonder if you yelled at your son in that tone.
Oh, yeah. I did. My wife told me to calm down. Because I was mad at my son for doing it after watching Hurts do it. So I took my anger out. I'm like, you got to put the ball on with two hands. So, man, but Hurts, you got to stop. And what's crazy about Hurts right now is that this dude is playing the most efficient football we've seen him play in his career. He completed 71% of his passes, but it don't even matter because he's throwing the ball away. I think he might only got like 20 incompletions on the season because they either we catching them or the other team catching them. And, you know, it ain't no drops. So it's like, come on, dog. Hold on to the football. Play smart. Play smart. We gotta get these turnovers under control. Yeah. And if we don't, we gonna keep having games like this.
Yeah, Corey, it is. Jalen was the guy after the game last week, and all of the players said that his message was the little things and the details. And not every fumble that a quarterback has is on the quarterback. You get, you know, obliterated, right, from the blind side. Yeah. But that one, was on him. And it was a little thing. It was a when you're escaping the pocket like that and you don't know what's behind you, you got to protect the ball, and he didn't protect the ball, you know?
Exactly. But, man, I'm happy. Hey, man, listen, y'all know, Jack know this. I was the first person to ever call my boy Ed Reed Blankenship. I started it. I'm riding with it. He the closer. My guy got the pick, baby. Tampa Bay on Sunday. Hey, insider of the year. A.J. Brown playing Sunday. Put that on your books. I holler at y'all.
Feels more like hope.
Yeah. Thank you, Corey. You know, what's the name? Reed Blankenship's doing it for the other delegation.
Yeah.
You know,
to take care of business.
Did
you say hero?
Play.
Oh, I thought you said.
What a huge play by him, by the way. I don't even know how he picked it off. I saw the replay. I was shocked.
I feel like every Reed Blankenship interception is the same. Yeah. Like it's always
it's the same thing.
It
was an overthrow.
Yeah,
underthrow, overthrow, yeah.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's is designing the ultimate championship ring. For our listeners, vote on the design. Find out how to win at 94WIP.com/Mark's. Which do you feel more after that Eagles win, positive or negative? What do you think the percentage is at, Ike?
Positive.
You want to give me a number?
Yeah, it's probably 58.
74.
Positive?
Positive. Kind of surprising. 215-592-9494. Steve in Westchester.
We know
you're in WI. Yes. Yeah. Until it's not. Yeah, until it's a loss. Steve in Westchester, you're on WIP. Steve?
Yeah, hey, guys. How you doing? I'm here. Sorry about that.
It's all right. Wow.
Yeah, this is Googly Eyed Steve calling. I talked to you guys on Friday. How you doing? I wanted to talk about Devontae Smith. We can all agree he's a great route runner. Can catch the ball anywhere over the middle. But, you know, every time he goes deep and over the middle, he gets bumped off the route. You know, he gets bodied out of the play. And, you know, and both times, I believe it led to two interceptions. You guys could comment on that, and then I have one other point.
Well, Ike, the thing that Corey mentioned there about we all know his size. We all know those things. So is that Devontae's size is going to be his size?
Yeah.
Is that on Kellen and Jalen to, you know, or is it on Jalen to not throw a ball thinking he's A.J. Brown? You know, he can throw that ball that he threw to Devontae in the end zone and hope that A.J. Brown's just going to go up and get it. But Devontae's not that same guy.
See, I think Devontae just came out of the break too late.
Okay.
He spent too much time trying to shake the defender, and by the time he turns around, you got to flatten that route out, and you can't allow Tyrann Mathieu to cut you off. You have to go under him.
Right, right, right.
So that's one of those plays where, you know, these receivers, they don't run routes like they ran them 20 years ago. So there's a lot of herky-jerk moves when these receivers are running these routes. And if the quarterback is expecting you to be there, then you got to be there. So it's still in traffic. It's still over the middle. And I don't know if Devontae has the body type where he's going to out-muscle anybody for football.
Well, it's going to have to be a much smaller person if he's out-muscling him. What was your other thing,
Absolutely.
Steve?
Absolutely. Yeah, I don't think the coach should put him in that position because he is getting bodied off the ball. In the beginning of the show, Spike, I think you said something that Nick didn't really have a flow for the game. I mentioned that to you guys on Friday, and you kind of disagree with me. I was wondering what changed your mind.
I don't remember what you said on Friday.
The game changed his mind. He actually saw another game.
Yeah. I don't know what to tell you. I'm not here to – and God bless you if you were right about it. I'm not here to not say something I saw because of something that you said on Friday. I watched the game. I don't know that it's entirely flow. I do know that it seems, and I'm projecting here, but it seems like he is overthinking those decisions. That I can't imagine any world in which a 3-0 game at the end of the half with 13 seconds left and one timeout on the opposition's 15-yard line, that running the ball to the – look, a tush push wouldn't have made any sense, and what they did wouldn't have made any sense. The only thing that would have made sense to me, even though I wouldn't have done it, was if they threw the ball and threw it in the end zone or something because right. They thought they saw something and he wanted to get a touchdown. But I don't see how that ends up in a touchdown. If they had done that play at the one – would have made sense to me because I could see that play turning into a touchdown, or not the one, maybe the three or something. Yeah. I could see. I don't see that play turning into a touchdown there. So thank you for the call, Steve. That's what changed my mind was just was just seeing that, you know. So
I was seeing red yesterday.
No, I've gotten a lot of text messages from Ike in my life. Those were the angriest text messages.
Yeah, I was seeing red yesterday.
I'm glad we didn't do the show yesterday, to be honest with you. And what was it that made you the – I guess it was the Sirianni.
The one before half, just it sent me over the top. It just sent me over the top. I think he went for it on fourth down another time and didn't get it, or he didn't take the points. So then he had one around midfield where he had no choice but to go for it.
He had to. It was a fourth and four or something like that.
That's when Jalen got sacked?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Coming up next, speaking of him, he'll be asked all these questions. Whether he'll answer them or not, I have no idea.
We're getting testy, Nick, today?
But Nick will answer the questions. So we have the Nick Sirianni press conference next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickie's in South Philly. You can join Eagles fans at the Chickie's at Terminal E in the Philly airport before heading to Tampa next Friday, if you're going, for a tailgate at the gate party. That is Terminal E starting at 8 a.m.